A panel in the Idaho Senate introduced a bill that would increase the state's minimum wage $2 to $9.25 an hour by next year. But as correspondent Jessica Robinson reports, the idea already appears to be a non-starter.
Before the hearing even began, Senate State Affairs Chairman Kurt McKenzie said this.
To be candid to the committee, I don't necessarily anticipate that we would have a further hearings on this.
The Republican senator said he would hear the proposal now as a courtesy to the Democrats who worked on it, and so the ideas would be publicly available. The measure's sponsor, Democratic Representative Matt Erpelding, made his case.
The thing about wages that's a problem is it disproportionately affects certain people. 54% of minimum wage earners are women with one child.
Idaho has one of the nation's highest portions of workers who earn minimum wage. That's $7.25 an hour in Idaho, the federal minimum. In contrast, Washington's minimum wage is $9.47. Oregon's is $9.25. I'm Jessica Robinson in Boise.